From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's coronavirus death toll has topped 50,000 as Los Angeles County updated its count using backlogged records. The nation's most populous county yesterday reported 806 deaths that occurred during a fall and winter virus surge and 136 new deaths. Johns Hopkins University put the state's death figure at 50,890 now. The state hit the 40,000 mark on January 30th, but its COVID-19 infection and death rates have begun to taper off. The new figures come days after the U.S. recorded a 500,000 deaths from the pandemic. California's revamping its plan to help essential workers and seniors in underserved communities get coronavirus vaccinations after officials learned that access codes for appointments were being used by people who are not eligible for the shots. It comes as a state of 40 million people tries to prioritize vaccinating the most vulnerable. A California Governor's Office of Emergency Services spokesman says the state provided general access codes to community groups to sign up, residents at federally funded vaccination sites in LA and Oakland, but the codes were passed on, leading some people to sign up for shots who shouldn't. The state will issue individual codes starting next week. And Democratic lawmakers are again proposing a bill that would stop California prisons from transferring inmates to federal immigration custody. State law prohibits local police and sheriffs from cooperating with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for some crimes, but it doesn't apply to the prison system. A Laotian immigrant who was sentenced to 28 years in prison for a gang-related shooting when he was 16 says he felt betrayed when he was turned over to ICE after helping firefighters battle massive wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed similar legislation back in 2019. ICE says it doesn't comment on pending legislation. Find more news at KALW.org or on our social media feeds at KALW, where you can find international, national, and local news updated throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.